Radio.
Nothing to watch on TV? That's why you're listening to Barrett Talk on DVRadio.net, WDVR.
This ain't reality TV!
It's all there, black and white, clear as crystal!
It was at this moment that he knew he fucked up.
Oh, rude! Well, isn't that special?
Bloody, don't you think you should rephrase that?
Mama said that.
Good day, sir!
Now class is dismissed, gentlemen.
Please remember, the views and opinions expressed by this show or any other show on DV Radio and its guests are strictly those of said individuals and do not reflect those of the DV Radio staff nor the staff of Dysfunctional Veterans.
I am the first dick in your ear, Boner Wood, so it's going to be a hard one tonight.
Oh, God damn it, Boner, that's just not even fair.
This is Barracks Talk.
This is Inside the Nut House, man.
We got Sergeant Wardog.
Oh, I just broke out of the rubber room, dog.
The Bacon Man himself, oink.
You are truly putting the D in the B when it comes to DV Radio.
Mr. Recoil.
I prefer to be referred to as Belly and Down.
And don't know where the fuck Google is.
I told you, it's my computer, it's not me.
That's exactly how I feel.
We probably had a few too many to drink, you know what I'm saying?
20 bucks is 20 bucks.
Can I get a thimble full of Sweet Baby Ray's, please?
We don't have it.
Saturday's going to be even more entertaining.
Illogical.
We still have the DV Radio store for those wondering. Shit's still there. You can buy shit.
Buying shit's good, okay?
Oh, we haven't even gotten there yet.
You fucking got me there already.
Love and military barracks talking around this motherfucker.
How's your back feeling after that penis reduction?
Oh, wow.
You're tuned in to WDVR on DVRadio.net.
Because this is how it is on DV Radio.
That is how it is right on WDVR, DVRadio.net. How are you fucksicles doing this evening that are tuned in, listen to us live on podcast? It's July 8th, 2023. I'm Boner Wood. It's going to be a fun night tonight. I hope, maybe, we don't know. It's going to be filled with laughs and jokes and rants and fuck yous and dick asses and dick bags and douchebags and dicklesses. And yeah. Oh my God. I said we had a full house tonight. We're waiting on one more. Hopefully they're going to make it. But in the meantime, joining us from the great snowy state of Alaska, it's the Bacon Man himself. It's Oink.
Penis.
Penis.
That's all
penis,
we got to say.
Penis, 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 penis. And if you go southeast and then south and then just find the hottest ass state in America, it's man. It's a legend. He's not a myth, but he tripped on some acid today and It just went everywhere. Like it just went everywhere. It's the Marine Crown Eater himself, a Satan, straight from Texas, Sergeant Wardog.
Psych Ward Gang, salute, baby!
Gang, gang. Then if you travel all the way east and then you'll end up in the swamp ass Amazon. You're probably in North Carolina because it's the biggest PMS state of America with it's hot one day, rainy the next day, hot and rainy in a day, cold as fuck, snowy. You never fucking know what the fuck you're going to get. It's like playing roulette in Las Vegas. You bet black, you get red. You bet red, you get black. You bet both, you get shit all. But it's our brother from another mother. He's down the road a bit from me. He loves to play with wood. It's Joaquin Watai, JJ.
Hi.
What a dick ass. Told you it was going to be filled with dicks tonight. Anyway.
Oh, wait. Let me redo that. Let me redo that.
Literally could not hear anything.
Was that more like Heath Ledger's Joker?
Literally could not hear a damn thing.
Really?
Really.
The fuck?
The fuck?
Is this thing on?
That's what I say. The fuck? The fuck? The fuckity fuck. I'm going to tell you what. Shit. If you listening and you ain't over on the DVRadio.net website and in the DV Radio store, getting 20% off of everything July 8th through July 12th. You missing the fuck out. You missed the 23% off on the 4th. Now you're going to miss out 20% off the entire store today through the 12th. Assholes. Then you won't ship for free. Psh, give you all these opportunities to get shipped. Don't sell and you just like, I ain't got no money. I ain't got no money either, but I still save up and use them damn promos. Shit. Nah, that is the truth though. July 8th through July 12th, you get 20% off of everything at the DV Radio store on DVRadio.net. Just click on the DV Radio store and be sure you click the redeem button in the top, usually left corner of your browser, whether you're on mobile device or a computer. So yeah, that's there. Also, you'll notice a blue dot on the right side of your screen if you're on DVRadio.net, DVFarm.org, and DysfunctionalVeterans.com. What is that blue dot with that guy sitting on a beanbag on a laptop? Well, that's actually somebody sitting in a wheelchair on a computer. It's for accessibility. This is the free version of this widget. We do not have over a grand for all three websites per year to have it. So we're using the free widget until maybe one day we get that $1 million sponsorship, which seems to never happen. But it has everything from contrast to highlight links, to dyslexia, as well as other things on there for people that need accessibility, help when you're perusing the intranets. Hopefully it helps some of you that may have trouble using any of our DV sites. Let us know how you like it and how you don't like it and all that good shit. But just realize it's over $1,000 if we buy it for all three websites per year. So if there's something that's only in the paid version, it's not happening right now. I apologize. It's just we can't afford it. But hopefully that helps a little bit, and more than what you had prior to using any of our websites. It seems to be working fine for all of us. So yeah, let us know if you do use it, if you're one of those people who need to use it, whether you're colorblind or deaf, or like I said, you're dyslexic or anything of that nature, and you use any of those accessibility prompts, I guess you would call them. Let us know how it works out for you and if it makes the websites any easier to navigate for you. Alrighty, we're waiting on Recoil. We've not heard from him since, what time was that? Jesus Christ, that was early today, wasn't it? It was about 9:30 this morning. So we're waiting to hear back from him to see if he's still coming on. Hopefully he can still make it. I know he's been busy working and family and stuff like that. So if he doesn't make it, we've got one card short of a full house, but it's okay. It's all right.
We're always one card short of a full deck.
I was going to say my psych ward doctor said the exact same words.
You shit asses. It's been a week. We've had ups, downs, tribulations, laughs, and all kinds of shit in between. So I guess without further ado, we shall just go around the proverbial table and see how everybody's week was doing. I'll start out with Oink, as always, because he's the furthest motherfucker away.
Oh, it's another typical week, couple hours of overtime got some shit done, but other than that, it's been cloudy, rainy, in the 50s and 60s, so nothing to brag about, that's for sure.
Jesus Christ, I'd kill for a 50-degree day. Fuck.
I don't know. When those 50-degree days hit, we're going to be like, God damn, wish it was hot again. Because everybody that bitch that I know that bitches about the snow and wishing it was hot are already... Like they already back in May were bitching that they wished it was fucking cold. And I'm like, you sons of bitches.
Look, listen, here's the way I think about it. You can always put another layer on,
mm-hmm.
but you can only take so many layers off.
And you can only get so naked.
I should know. That's a joke, everybody. It's my daily life. That's anyway. Let's move down south a little bit, if that's all you got on.
Yeah, like I said, it's just another week. Got something happening next weekend, so I won't be here next weekend. Got the daughter getting married, so I get to officiate that. And yeah,
I can't, set up this week. I can't wait for that, because I'm going to tell you what, whether they want it or not, I'm going to divvy up some of them pictures, and I'm going to do some magic for you. But
yeah. But other than that, yeah, I mean, that's what we got looking forward to, is this, obviously this coming weekend, them getting married, and, you know, three of the five I have are finally gone and not my problem anymore. So I got two more.
You more to be like, get the fuck out.
Yeah, no shit. I had to reset that fucking clock though, didn't I?
Hey, we love little man no matter what, man.
Yep.
Oh yeah. He's sitting here now playing video games as I'm chatting with you guys. So
has he picked up Fight Forever yet? Or is he still into the Roblox?
No, he's still doing the Roblox. Now he's playing War Thunder.
War
online,
Thunder.
You know. Yeah, kind of a, you can fly a tank or fly a tank.
Fly
yeah,
a tank. Damn, fly I want that. Yeah. That's what we need.
Yeah. Fly a plane or get in a fucking boat.
That's some Arnold Schwarzenegger shit right there. Let me tell you. Fly the goddamn tank.
Fucking flying tanks, bitch.
Well, I look back and he's flying a fucking airplane. So I don't know why the hell I said fly a tank, but hey. Well, hell of a game if you can.
Well, I'll tell you what, let's go over the Yukon, go down through Idaho, because we all need an Idaho, you know what I'm saying? Anyway, then we're going to pick up some bags over in Colorado, and we're going to take a stop down in Texas with the man himself. What all? How you been doing this week, brother?
Oh, I've been doing great, man. Pretty casual week. I got the films, filmed some antique cars a couple of times, so that was pretty cool. And just a pretty much a good week, man. Also, the VA gave me new hearing aids, so
nice.
All in all, no complaints.
Whose teeth did you have to pull to get those damn things?
Actually, man, I'm telling you, there's something about this Dallas or Fort Worth VA system here in Texas where they're on the ball. I didn't need to strangle anybody just to get my hearing aids this time.
That's good to hear. That's real good to hear. I'm glad. It's, I think, Recoil and, Scav had a lot of, I don't want to say problems, but it was, I guess, the red tape, I guess, if that's what you want to call it. Cause it took a while for Scav to get his too, didn't it, JJ? His
no,
first
he said hearing aids for a while, but they told the VA told him, if I remember the story correctly, the VA told him they wanted to upgrade him to Bluetooth hearing aids and then jerked him around for like 6 months.
Yeah, I knew it was.
So he had the original old school, you know, grandpa, turn your hearing aid down. It's feeding back and grandpa can't hear it. He had those kind. And they told him they were going to upgrade him to the Bluetooth, which he loves.
Yeah, because he can control it with his phone and shit, right?
Yeah, and he can use his phone as a pickup.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah, that's what I do. You know, you can play music from your headphone, from your phone to your hearing aids. So they're actually like your headphones, since you can't put anything in your ear canal anymore.
We got to find out what kind of Recoil's got and how he does his music and stuff since he's got a hearing aid, because I've not talked to him much about it, but hopefully he'll come on tonight, because I'm starting to worry now because he answered. He probably probably got in bed with his computer and just fell asleep.
Hey, at least he hasn't been on here, you know.
Well, he came close one night because me and him were talking while we were doing the show. And he's like, dude, I about passed out. He's like, I sit here and close my eyes. The next thing I know, you're saying my name.
Yeah, been there, done that.
Let's head east over the Appalachian Mountains, and we go stop at JJ's. How's your week been, brother?
This has been worst week of my life.
I didn't mean to laugh. It's just the tongue
twisters. It's so fucked up, I can't even talk.
The fucking tongue twisters. Oh my god.
No, this has been a horrible week. And if you don't know, Skeeter crossed over the Rainbow Bridge Wednesday. He died peacefully in my lap here at home. It was time. It was time. His hips just really rapidly declined over the last 2 weeks. And I'm talking drastic change overnight, rapidly declined. And we think Sunday night he dislocated his left hip. And at this point, because of his age, there was just no coming back from that. Not even surgery would have helped. And he just spiraled really, really fast. And it just got to the point where it was like, look, anything we do at this point is just prolonging his suffering. I always swore that I would let him go when he could no longer get in the truck. He hasn't been able to get in the truck for about a month. So we knew that the writing was on the wall. Wednesday, we were trying to stretch it till Friday, but he let us know in no uncertain terms it was time to go. And so we spoiled the fuck out of him on the 4th of July. He got a cheeseburger. He got donuts. He got everything. And we babied him Tuesday night into Wednesday. And he just was so far gone that he was barely doing much on Wednesday. He was just ready. So, yeah, it's a terrible fucking week. And I posted some memorial shit on Facebook. And Thursday, we started getting some really weird messages. And I don't normally do this except after doing some follow-up and some investigation and having some back and forth with this motherfucker. I'm going to call him out because I want to warn other veterans about this guy. His name is, you need to know about him. Apparently he has an actual, 501c3. But this dude is completely unhinged and I think he's dangerous to himself and to others. His name is Joseph Allison III, and he makes sure to spell out the third. And on Thursday at 7:19 in the night. Now, remember, my dog just passed the day before. I get a message. How do I post on the PTS dog page? How do I post me in my service dog? And I'm like, what? So obviously he meant and, but, and he sends a shitty picture. Looks like he took it with a potato of a dog wearing sunglasses. The Adventures of Thumper Ride on Allison, 7 commas on Facebook. Tell me what you think. Just been posting everything we do. I didn't know that it meant something. You guys can use all of it. Now, I wasn't looking at messages on Thursday. So at 8:15 at night, Nevermore responds, give us a few days, and I recommend finding our group. The newest post has a link and explains why we aren't chatting much. Thank you for the wonderful photo, Nevermore. And at 8:39, he responds, over. At 1:04 Friday morning, apparently when he was either on fucking crack or drinking heavily, we get, when you figure it out, I'm the dude that created all the stuff. There was no PTS dogs, anything like that. My name is Joseph A. Allison III. I created Find the Hero in You. Are you fucking stupid assholes trying to pick up off of me? Fuck you, you dumb motherfuckers. Nevermore sees that at 1:30 in the morning and does a little research. PTS Dog, the page PTS Dog was created July 20th, 2016. His service dog page, find the hero in you.org, and the Adventures of Thumper Ride on Allison was created August 30th, 2019. 3 years and a month after PTS Daw. He didn't create shit. She pointed that out. He called us dumb motherfuckers. She pointed that out and said, who's the dumb motherfucker now? So I wake up Friday morning at 5:30 to this bullshit. I'm reading through messages going, what the actual fuck? And I made a post showing some of the interaction on Facebook. And I said, look, on the Facebook page, I said, look, you have 24 hours to apologize because you're obviously wrong. And accusing me of plagiarism, I'm not going to stand for that, especially not when I literally 2 days ago just put my service dog down, just had to let him go. We're not playing this game. So his response was, you know who I am. Do what you have to. So I am. We did some investigation. My mod team has some really good connections. One of the things he's claiming now on his Facebook page, he claims to be an Army veteran. But he's got pictures of him in Air Force digitals with a major's rank and Army camouflage in full bird colonel. But this is pictures of him. He claims in messages with one of my admins who just played dumb and, hey, you know what's going on? I want to hear about your, you know, just getting information. He claims he went to Buds. He has a class name and everything. Okay. So there's a guy who is a SEAL who looks into claims of Navy SEAL training.
Is it who I'm thinking it is?
I'm not sure. Hang on. So ultimately,
Don Shipley.
Shipley. Yeah. So we gave his name to Shipley. Motherfucker's never been through Buds. He was claiming he was SWCC, Special Warfare Craft Crew. And then he went to Buds. SWCC don't go to Buds. SWCC don't train in Coronado. SEALs train in Coronado, not Special Warfare Craft. He claims he was E5. His web page says he was Army. He claims he's Navy, Special Warfare Craft Crew, SWCC, right? But he's got pictures of him wearing officer rank of other services on his page. And his Navy stories from Buds, apparently claiming it, are absolute bullshit. He claims he caught a stingray, got a pot from a cook pot from the chow hall and boiled it on the beach and ate it. Now, you can eat stingrays, but that's not how you eat them. And there's no way in fucking hell what cook do you know is going to give some rando in training a fucking pot to go cook something on the beach over a fire. Right? This motherfucker, he was one of my followers who's actually in the book, Ryan Warner, met this guy while he was training his dog with the program. And I can't remember what program, but they were using pinch collars and shock collars and shit. They were abusive, right? And he quit that program because they were abusing the dogs. So he met this guy back then. He says he seemed okay. And he was trying to start some volunteer things. So it's around that time that he started his nonprofit. He started his nonprofit in December of 2016. Still fully, what is that? July, August, September, October, November. 6 months after PTS Dog, he started his 501c3. So he snowed someone. So he may be a veteran of some kind, but all of a sudden he's motherfucking Meal Team 6.
Meal Team 6.
And he came to my page and accused me of plagiarism. And when I proved beyond a shadow of a doubt that I couldn't have taken anything from him, he doubled down and told me to go fuck myself. So Joseph Allison III and his nonprofit is called Find Your Inner Hero, I think. Steer clear.
Find the hero in you.
Find the hero in you. This guy is an absolute fucking nut job, and I can just about guarantee if we get an attorney general to look into him, he's fucking stealing the funds from his 501c3 and living off of them. He's living in a fucking camper on the beach in Corpus Christi, essentially fucking homeless, and he's scamming.
Well, I can tell you that his website has been down for some time because I'd looked at it the other day.
So I am throwing his name, and I don't call people out. I make a point of not calling people out. But one, this piece of shit attacked me the day after my service dog died. And two, he accused me of plagiarism. I cannot let that stand, no matter what. And three, he is scamming veterans. This motherfucker, if you go look at his fucking Facebook page, he's doing shit like begging the governor of Texas to buy him a Harley Davidson trike.
What?
Who fucking does that? I don't know if this man is severely mentally ill, if he's got fucking brain damage. I don't fucking know. But I do know he's dangerous to other veterans. And most likely a danger to himself. And so I'm giving you his name and I'm pointing out his nonprofit because you need to steer well the fuck clear of this psychopath. End of rant.
Yeah. And I knew that's where that was going to lead into. So before anybody goes, that was a shit thing to do for Bo to ask JJ how his week's been. I knew where it was going to lead. And I done it on purpose. And JJ had told me beforehand we were going to do this. And I was like, there's no better way to go into that than asking how his week was.
Let me say something. Let me be very, very, very clear to you guys. I am 100% conscious of the fact that I am avoiding processing the emotions of losing my dog.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I know exactly what I'm doing because I'm doing it in true Lehrman family fashion, that being my grandparents' name, is that we work and we bury those feelings and we avoid them. And then we have a breakdown. So I know exactly what's happening. I know exactly what I'm doing, but I also know that it's probably the safest thing I can do to process the loss of Skeeter. So I'm warning you guys, I have a forced 2 days off Monday and Tuesday. I have VA appointments. And by the time I get home from the VA, it's too hot to work in the shop. I've been in the shop every day since Skeeter passed. In fact, I had a student that I taught for almost 5 hours today, taught him how to turn a bowl. I've been working because if I'm busy, I don't have time to dwell and time to mourn. I am very aware of what I'm doing. I know exactly what's happening. And I know I'm going to hit the wall and it's probably going to be Tuesday or Wednesday and I'm going to fucking crack. Thankfully, my appointment Wednesday is with my counselor. So hopefully she can help give me a little bit of guidance to stay above the fray of what's going on in my head and in my heart. So if you see me disappear over the next week or two, I'm okay. I'm absolutely not suicidal. Let me make something 100% clear. I owe it to that dog to keep moving forward. Even if it's not in the service dog community, he saved my life, literally and figuratively, on multiple occasions. He literally prevented me from slipping into a diabetic coma. He would not let me pass out. And he was able to goad me hard enough to get me to fix myself something to eat before my blood sugar dropped below 60. He literally physically saved me. He literally physically kept me from taking a knife to my forearm. He was there and he said, no, we're not doing that. I owe him my life. So if I do disappear, it's not because I'm going to do something stupid that is a temporary solution to a short or a permanent solution to a temporary problem. Okay. I'm not going there. I owe it to him not to. And I was trained to fight, not to surrender. So don't worry about that if all of a sudden I go dark for a couple of days. But again, I am also absolutely 100% cognizant of the fact that I am avoiding at all costs processing these feelings. I know what I'm doing. I don't know how to turn that off because I was raised not to show your feelings. I was raised to be stoic. I was raised to tough through it. And then add PTSD on top, and I'm a lot like six. I don't know how to fucking process death, what to say.
Yeah.
How to, you know, DV6 the same way. Somebody dies in your family and DV6 drops off the face of the earth. Yeah. You don't hear from him because he doesn't know what he can't process it. I'm exactly the same way. Yeah. I don't know what to, oh, I'm so sorry. That's fucking meaningless bullshit. Why would I even say it? You know, and I'm not saying, don't tell me you're sorry. I appreciate all the well wishes. I'm just saying that's not what I do. That's not how I handle it.
I mean,
and I'm very aware that I am avoiding it right now, and it is going to hit me. So I'm warning you, it's going to hit me.
It's like the other day when me and JJ were talking, I literally said, I'm sorry, I don't know what to say because I don't. Me and my mom talked about this. Like, there's so many emotions that you go through, right? That it's one of those things you know I feel remorseful, but I can't.
Yeah,
I don't know how to. It's like you giving me a gift. I'm like, thanks. I don't know how to process any of that.
Exactly. How do you process something as overwhelming as losing? Essentially, that dog was my brother. He lived at my side for 13 years.
That was your lifeline, essentially.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, definitely. Not essentially. He was my lifeline. Yeah, yeah. He kept me going.
No.
How do you process that?
Mm-hmm.
And is there a quote unquote healthy way to process that? How's it healthy to be like, oh, he's gone and just.
Yeah.
No. Yeah. And, you know, Scav messaged me yesterday and he's like, how are you holding up? And I said, I'm angry. I'm fucking pissed. Now, I definitely do not want to detract from anybody who has lost an appendage, but it feels like I'm missing a limb, except they're all here.
Yes, the proverbial limb. Yeah.
Yeah. There's just a part of me that's gone. And it's not going to come back, and there's no prosthetic. And I love Munchie to death, and she's been absolutely fantastic. That's my baby girl. She's in my lap. She's in my face. She's right. I mean, she's – oh, she went and got on the bed because the floor in here is hard. But she's – I mean, she's right here. You know, she's my shadow. But she's not Skeeter.
Yeah.
No.
I feel it. I feel that. Like,
yeah, yeah. She's not Skeeter. And she never will be Skeeter because that's just how it is. You know, they're different. They're completely different animals from breed to sex to training to everything. I didn't know what I know now when I trained Skeeter, but I took what I learned when I trained Skeeter to train Munchie. And then Munchie said, yeah, that's great. But we got locked down and I couldn't complete her training. So I can't use her as a service dog outside the house. She's fucking fantastic service dog in the house, but COVID fucked me. And you know, nobody will ever do this survey, but I really wonder how many self-training or even program training service dog handlers, when the lockdown started and everything got shut down and you couldn't go anywhere, how many people it just completely uprooted and upended their dog training for their service dogs?
Yeah.
I really do wonder, because regardless of what organizations claim, there are far more owner-trained service dogs in the United States than organization-trained dogs, probably to the magnitude of millions more.
Mm-hmm.
Because using organizations, for the most part, unless you're a veteran, is expensive as fuck. So,
and sometimes for veterans, it's expensive as fuck too. So,
yeah, I really wonder. I mean, if we were able to get a formal survey going, I really wonder what the figures would say about how many disabled people essentially lost their lifelines and their ability because they were unable to fully train their dogs. And I'm sorry, but you have to get that dog out into public access at a certain area of their life, right about 1 year.
Mm-hmm. You've got to start getting them into public access. They're mature enough to be able to handle all that stuff coming, but they're still young enough that they're impressionable and you can easily form their behavior. Okay. This is my personal experience. You might think it's bullshit. I don't give a fuck. Don't argue with me. Because I'm not in the fucking mood. I'm not going to fucking listen to you right now. I'm telling you right now, this is not going to fucking listen. But, so, you know, even training organizations will tell you that 1 year mark is the golden zone. Mm-hmm. You're starting to get rid of puppy brain. You're kind of in the mid to late stages of puberty, depending on the breed, but you're starting to get dog brain. Tatsaw won't train a dog under a year old for exactly that reason.
And I'm going to tell you, if you go in the pit bull route, they always going to be a baby. So,
well, yeah. And you know what? Mastiffs, she may be 3 years old and 165 pounds, but she is a fucking baby.
Yeah. And I don't, she and really I, is. I got to say this, and I'm not detracting from anything JJ said about training a service dog or anything, but I feel his sentiment in the fact that before I got sick, like really bad off, we had gotten Daisy. I got her in March of 2010 and I wasn't dying at that time. And then she was a puppy. And by September, I was in the hospital on my deathbed at that time in 2010. From 2010 to roughly probably the beginning of this year, because that's when she started hurting herself on my floor and she won't walk in here now. She literally trained herself off of me by knowing, you know, when I'm sick, when I'm hurting, when I've got a kidney. Like, I've told JJ and Oink and War Dog these stories. Like, I can't train another dog the way she is. There's no fucking way. Like, that's pure intelligence of a dog. You know what I'm saying? Like, I can't, that's something I can't teach. There's no way. And
that is built on the bond you have with that dog.
Exactly. And
she knew something was wrong and she wouldn't stop because there was something wrong.
And I can take it a step further. And Nevermore has talked about this. When Nevermore first came to my house, Daisy didn't want her coming towards me, like, at all. Like, she got in between Nevermore and me and just, like, stood her ground. Like she was like, the hell you is? Like, you stay away from daddy. And then the other part of that is her bond with my mom. When they go out, like, when she's mowing, if there's snakes out there, Daisy will stay on that snake and bark the entire, she won't attack it or nothing, but she'll stay right where that snake is and bark the entire fucking time to let my mom know, hey, don't come over here. Like you can't teach that to a dog in the way that Daisy does shit like that. And it's the same with Skeeter. Like, I'm not saying JJ didn't teach Skeeter a lot of shit. He did. And we've taught Daisy a lot of shit, but it's that instinctual intelligence based off of, like JJ said, that bond that you can't teach another dog after the fact. You know what I mean? Like, it's just not going to happen. Sorry. Main house phone was ringing and I didn't want to get loud. But no, I think. If you've noticed, we've all went silent this week for the most part. And it's just, it's been hard for all of us, I think. And I can't even begin to imagine what's going on at the house of JJ and Nevermore. I just don't want to imagine. I can't imagine. So, but yeah, for those that think I had a shit move, it wasn't a shit move. It was pretty much planned out. Like, JJ made that clear earlier. And I was like, all right, this is how we're going to segue into that. Oh, me. But you know what? We might ought to do a survey if you want me to get one made up, JJ, and actually ask about that. But, what else? Oh, we do have a FAFO tonight, War Dog said. So I guess we'll do that here in a moment. How's y'all's weekend going? Anybody want to start that? Oink, War Dog?
Weekend so far has been kind of slow. I slept in today because I didn't have to fucking work. I had the opportunity to work, but nope. I'm taking this whole, like I said, week off next week as well, and prep to help them with the wedding and get shit straight because she's like me. She waits till the last minute to do any fucking thing. So
there's still a lot
of setup and prep we got
to
do. So
I'm going to tell y'all what. Y'all don't know how close they come to fucking deadlines. Let me tell you, this family's worse than we are. Shit.
Tell me about it. She learned from the best, I guess. Fuck.
Oink messaging me and Recoil, and we're like, oh, really? That soon?
You said short notice. We were thinking, you know, a couple months. No, it's like fucking next month. I mean, it was less than a fucking month out.
Not even joking. Recoil called me that night because we were going over that. And he goes, here I am thinking it's going to be like 2 or 3 months out. No, it's like 2 weeks away. And I was like, what?
Yep.
I was like, I didn't even realize that. I was like, I was reading the important info. And I was like, apparently I missed the most important, the fucking date of the wedding.
Yeah, like I said, she likes to take after her old man and wait until the last minute to do any fucking thing. So, yeah, so we'll have a lot of setup and stuff that we'll have to get done. And yeah.
But yeah, I'm going to go through those pictures for you guys too. And hopefully y'all get some video and I can put something together. If not, I'll put a slideshow together, and I'm definitely going to at least get some of those photos edited for y'all. And if they want a photo package.
She did finally get an actual photographer to come out and take some photos. So,
I mean,
yeah, luckily this, the lady that's doing it, she just moved up here from Idaho. So she's giving the daughter a discount because she just got up here. So, but, yeah, we'll get her name out there as well too, you know, cause I'm sure if she's coming from Idaho, she's probably married to a military guy or something. You know,
I was getting ready to say that's a military move right there.
Yes, sir.
You don't go to Alaska from Idaho just for shits and giggles.
Well, I mean, maybe to hunt, but you're going right the fuck back. You ain't staying. You ain't do a little fishing.
You ain't setting up shop. That's for damn sure.
Oh, what the fuck's wrong with me? Why did I know what it is. I got tired of fucking moving. Screw that shit.
Oh, shit. War Dog, how's your weekend going? You going to hit the nightclub tonight or?
No, I thought about it, brother, but I think I'm going to pack it in tonight and just relax. I mean, we're getting old. I'm getting old, at least. Shit.
Hell, I think we all there, ain't we? Shit.
Yeah.
Every time I see...
When to press the gas and when to hit the brakes and, you know, ride things out.
Man, I see this shit on social media and I'm like, God, y'all kids don't know how good you got it made. Like,
yeah.
Shit. Oh, me.
But other than that, the weekend's been going pretty good, brother, man.
Good.
No complaints. Oh. I stopped by the VFW today.
That reminds me, talking about, you know, all this week and all. Did you go to the what the fuck's it called? The car thing up in Alaska for the 4th of July link?
Oh, the where they race them off the cliff and shit?
I can't think of the day.
Oh, I saw a video of that. I don't remember them doing that shit back in the 80s.
I don't know, but they just started doing
it the last couple of years, but it's fucking became huge, obviously. You know, started out with just a couple hundred people attending and maybe two or three cars going over the side. And now it's like they have a list of waiting people to fucking launch their old junk cars off fucking shit. And it's not just cars. I mean, they'll fucking launch vans, fucking RVs, yeah. You name it. It's fucking hilarious.
I seen this video the other day because I was showing my mom because I wanted to see what it was like this year. And they launched a goddamn camper off that sumbitch. And when it landed, it just imploded like a sumbitch, about like that submarine. But it just imploded. And I was like, God damn. It was like Chinese-um. Or something like that. made of Chinesium. It did, man.
Yeah.
When that bastard
Glacier
hit the
View
bottom
annual
of the
4th of July. But yeah, I don't know when they actually started it, but yeah, it's become something, like I said, where there's actually literally, I think it said up to 3 miles away is where you have to park because it's just cars lined up on the side of the road, you know, nose to tail for 3 miles.
Mm-hmm.
It's crazy.
Jesus Christ. It's cool. I ain't gonna lie. I think the only thing they missing is like a finale where like they drive some off and it just woof, and blows the whole goddamn hill off the fucking face of the earth.
Well, this year it looks like they had a like a GoPro inside of one of the cars. So
oh, I got
that video's out
that.
There.
I gotta find
it. Yeah, it's that. Out there. I just dropped a link for their Facebook. Yeah, I guess group, whatever it is. But yeah, there's videos of it up there. That's but yeah, it's like I said, it's just fucking phenomenal when you. Even now that view of the cars going over the side, you could just see people for miles. I mean, it's just, it's a packed house.
And just so you know, for those listening, they rig them to go off the side of this hill. They're not actually people in these fucking vehicles.
No. Like, yeah.
They keep it pretty safe. There's a creek, I believe, that runs between the hill and the crowd, and they're far enough back that more than likely you're not going to get hit by anything. If something's coming at you, obviously they warn you to get the fuck out the way. Don't fucking stand there and try to get pictures of it.
And I guarantee they've drained the fluids out of the vehicles. Alaska is very, very sensitive about chemical exposures in the waterways because of the salmon. Because that's one of the last places in the world, except the Kamchatka Peninsula, where you still have wild Pacific salmon runs.
Yeah.
So don't go all fucking Greta Thunberg, whatever fucking name is, on all that shit.
I think
trust me, they're not letting it happen.
I think they rig it up in a way where there's just enough fuel in a container to get the vehicle to go over the side of the hill, and then that's it. That's if there's any leakage, it's going to be inside the vehicle. It's not coming out. Like they're pretty damn EPA-ish, if you will. I hate the EPA, but
and they got video of the them cleaning up after the fact too. I mean, there's actual video footage of you know, before and after. So they do clean up after it. They recycle all the vehicles that go over the side and everything else. So, you know, you don't wasting anything really. I mean,
yeah. And I'm pretty sure I'm pretty sure any trees that get laid, by any vehicle that may go over this hill and hit the tree line, I think they use those for something as well. They use everything. Like they don't leave anything. And you can't tell that there's been a vehicle there when they first began. Like there's,
I'll also tell you those are Sitka spruce and they're young growth and they're essentially weeds.
Yeah.
They're really, unless they've been an old growth forest that's been around there for a couple of centuries, they're crap.
Yeah.
So, and why are they crap? Before you get on that fucking environmental shit. Look, I grew up there and I can tell you same problem as has happened in Northern California.
Mm-hmm.
The fucking, and in Oregon and in Washington, the fucking tree huggers won't let the loggers go in and clean out the underbrush and the deadfall and log that stuff and log the dead trees. Yeah. The Asian spruce beetle got into Alaska and killed off so many forests.
Mm-hmm.
But because the greenies are the way they are, you can't go cut that dry, dead, scraggly shit down. And the Asian spruce beetles have done devastating damage. I remember driving down to the Kenai Peninsula and looking at entire mountainsides that were brown with dead trees.
Yep. And it's not gotten any better in the last couple of years because even on base, the infection of those beetles has killed I don't know how many trees.
If the liberals had allowed the loggers to go in and cut essentially 20-foot wide paths that the beetles couldn't get across, they could have stopped it. But since the mid to late 80s, logging has been severely impaired.
Yeah.
So what you get afterwards, after the fires devastate, and I've seen a fucking Forest Service controlled burn go out of control because of the beetle kill. And they were trying to burn beetle kill to stop the spread, and the entire mountainside went over. I mean, they started a major fire because the wind changed, and it was because the liberals made laws that stopped the loggers from being able to go in and clear the underbrush and clear out the undergrowth that grows and dies because there's no nutrients because the beetles have killed everything.
Yeah, it's like the alligator infestation in Florida or the Asian carp or anything like that. You got all these fucking quote unquote tree huggers and shit like that. Well, shut the plug up. It's an infestation for a reason. Like
now, if you do a little research and a little reading, you'll learn.
That's the problem.
This starts with the redwoods. Redwood seeds in the pine cones cannot get out, and they basically kind of pop like popcorn and germinate without fire.
Yes.
Unless you roast the seeds, redwoods will not sprout and grow. When we started stopping the natural fires, because we have to save the redwoods, we stopped allowing natural reproduction and growth of the trees. Most of those spruce, pine, lodgepole, and northwestern pine, most of those spruce, redwood, northern pine, lodgepole pine, Sitka spruce, all rely on brush fires to warm up the pine cones to release the seeds to sprout. Okay? And when you stop the fires, you kill the fucking forest. And the Native Americans knew this. They did controlled burn. They understood it enough to do controlled burns. It's from the plains west in order to allow new foliage to sprout and grow and to allow the seeds from the trees to be released from the cones and start new trees. And when we decided that we were going to stop all that logging, oh, we can't let it happen. Oregon, spotted owl, Mag 44 says, oh my God, Northeast Oregon, because of spotted owls, they shut down logging. The Blue Mountains in Northeast Oregon have burned. They were burning in the early 90s when I was in college. We had major fires, hundreds of thousands of acres of fires in the Blue Mountains every summer because the loggers couldn't go in and clear out the undergrowth. So before you get all upset about the Sitka spruce being smashed because they're launching cars over one little tiny spot on the creek on the 4th of July, I promise you that's garbage growth. It's no good. It can't really be used for much except turning into mulch because that goddamn greenies. Oh, I'm in a ranty mood. Sorry. You got me going on them greenies.
No, I'm with you, man.
How dare you?
I've actually got a friend that's all about, you know, save the ocean, save the forest thing. And I'm like, you do not realize the only thing you should be saving in the ocean right now is all the trash. And that's about it. Like that and the oil spills. But stop the other bullshit. The same way, you know, with the force, like, stop, shut the fuck up. You don't know what you're talking about, but I've done research and what I don't give a fuck what propaganda you've read.
Right.
Learn actual fucking science for once.
No shit. How many ice ages have the earth gone through? You know, not just one.
That's my
fucking
point.
Crying out loud. Fucking people are
retarded. This is the hottest summer on record. No shit, Sherlock. No, it isn't. Motherfucker.
Dude, literally, we didn't have temperatures above 85 until July.
Yeah, I know.
This has not been, it's hotter than shit right now. It's fucking miserable, but guess what? It's supposed to be right now.
And I know there's still snow on base. Okay. There's still snow on base from the piles that we put on, you know, from clearing the runway. It's still there, people.
I see somebody said the other day they made a picture and all this, and it's of Antarctica, and they're like, wonder why it's a no fly zone over Antarctica. And I was like, oh, I don't know. Can't imagine why. I don't understand the lack of common sense. Logic in the world. Like, I can't blame it on lack of information because it's there. It's lack of fortitude to go read the shit and teach yourself something. Like, I've got all this useless information in my head, but then when we talk about this shit, I'm like, it's not so useless. but just talking, it sounds like useless bullshit. It really does. It's like Shafe, right? You don't need Shafe until you're in a fucking dogfight and you're out of fucking missiles and ammo and a motherfucker's about to fucking fire at you and you deploy it. And then you're like, oh man, that actually fucking was useful, right? That's basically what the information floating around in my goddamn brain is. Oh shit. Let's do this really quick. We'll play the intro and then we'll get started. And you'll know what it is in just a moment.
Ooh, that's the part I was talking about with the whole fuck around and find out. Public service announcement to civilians. If you run into a veteran, you may indeed fuck around and find out.
Listen, you snot those little shit.
I'm going to get medieval on your ass.
Are you going to bark all day, little doggy, or are you going to bite?
Fuck with me, and we'll see who shits on the sidewalk.
I'll kill you with my teacup.
Sit your $5 ass down before I make change.
No, I'm just getting warmed up.
Does Barry Manilow know that you raid his wardrobe?
I'll rip out your eyes and piss on your brain. You're a gutless turd.
You look like the vermin-ridden son of a bitch you are.
Take a big step back and literally
fuck your own face!
Kiss my sweaty balls, you fat fuck.
Fuck around and find out. Hey! Welcome to this week's edition of FAFO, Fuck Around and Find Out. The stories that are highlighted within this segment of the show highlight veteran violence in which civilians were taught a lesson that they were indeed dealing with veterans. This week, we take you to Columbia, South Carolina. Time frame was January 17th of this year, 2023. The headline reads, U.S. veteran takes down knife-wielding man in Walmart. Walmart shoppers, including a military veteran, were captured on video helping to subdue a man waving around a knife and threatening people at the store in South Carolina. The incident was reported on January 4th, 2023, at a Walmart store in the city of Columbia, South Carolina, according to local news station WIS-TV. Video recorded by an employee shows a man in a red hoodie shouting and swearing inside the store while brandishing a knife. I was at the self-checkout where I work, and the customer came in and demanded $20, the employee told Storyful. I saw he had a knife after him, and he was yelling and demanding for $20. I said, oh, he has a knife, to one of my managers who tried to confront him. Another shopper, later identified as veteran Demario Davis, is later captured on video striking the man in the red hoodie with a pole used for the checkout line. Let me say that again. Another shopper, later identified as veteran Demario Davis, is later captured on video striking the man in the red hoodie with a pole used for the checkout line. The man then falls to the ground and another witness appears to take the knife from him. This has been this week's version of Fuck Around and Find Out, where this veteran in South Carolina took the initiative to quell a very chaotic situation with an individual wielding a knife, and obviously taught that gentleman a lesson until authorities could arrive. Salute.
What kind of pole was this? Because I need to get me one.
Oh, it's one of those ones like, you know, when you go to the movies, there's the lion poles, the poles that are used for...
You talking about the rope black. Pole.
There you go, the rope pole. I saw the video for this one. Brother, I saw the video for this one. And this guy picked up that pole, raised it full over his head, and whacked this guy in the head. Came down with a hammer of God, bro.
Shit. You know what would have made it better? If it had been one of those metal ones, though. One of those metal, silver, or gold ones, or brass-plated ones, and just beat the fuck out of him.
Yeah.
You see that shit in movies. I've seen people use those as weapons in movies, and it's like, well, that would be cool. But then you hear somebody actually using one, and it's just that much better.
You should have used that little stretch out claw thing to make the line and tied his ass up with it or something. Hog tied him right there or something. Choke him out with it or some shit. Oh, wait a minute. We can't say that.
Oh, fucking hawk tie, slim bitch.
You're right there in the middle of Walmart.
That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
play some Garth Brooks rodeo while you're doing it. It's that damned old rodeo, ho. Some bitch. Oh, fuck. Oh, that's good. I like that. Man, I wish I'd been there to see that one. just hear it. Just to hear it. You know what that would sound like? First, not only would you hear the metal or the plastic, whichever one it was, hit the dude, but you would also hear the smack of the skin and the...
Yep.
Because there's going to be some... I don't care who the fuck you are.
Yep.
Oh, shit. You just got knocked the fuck out.
Yes, sir.
Who was that? That was on Friday. What was dude's name?
Oh, shit. Chris Tucker, Smokey.
Smokey as his name. Yep. You just got knocked the fuck out. when Chris, was it Chris that got Debo?
Yep.
Yeah, that's what I thought. I can just see him standing over him doing that funky ass face that he done back then. Oh, shit. All right. Well, that was a good fuck around to find out. Stay tuned for more. I reckon it's about that time, so I guess we'll go around again the proverbial table. Sergeant Wardog, we'll start with you tonight. Any last words for our listeners listening live and or on podcast?
Yes, you hear me refer to the psych ward gang often. Yes, there's a lot of humor behind it, but the serious side of it is that, yes, if this actually represents mental health in the military community, and if you do indeed happen to run into any form of mental health crisis, you should no longer be ashamed or afraid to dial the digits 988 and press 1 for option 1 for suicide prevention. Salute.
110,000%. Before we go on, I've got one thing to say. I've got to read this chat message from Mac44 in chat on tvradio.net/chat. Police scanner on the 4th. Police called to a scene at the public beach bathroom. Four guys with a blow up doll.
July blow up doll could have a lot of meanings.
I was about to say that's.
Wow.
And let's go over to JJ for last words for our listeners live or on podcast, brother.
I know I'm angry right now, guys. I'm raging. I know that it's part of grief, and I'm going to get past the grief, the anger. And don't take it. I'm doing my best not to fucking aim it at anybody important to me, not to aim it to you guys. I mean, really, Joseph Allison III really couldn't have come at a better time. Because fuck that motherfucker. He could take the brunt of my rage right now because he deserves it. So if I do get a little short with anybody, if you're trying to get a hold of me, ask me questions, whatever, please don't take it personal. Please. I don't mean it. I'm just working through the loss of that appendage. And it's going to take me a minute. It's going to take me a hot minute. It may take me a lot of sessions with my counselor. I might have to go to the Grippy Sock Hotel for a week or two. I even told you guys some of the shit that happened on the day of. And because, you know, we do have personal lives, but there's some personal shit that happened that I'm still going, what in the fuck? But... yeah. One thing we need to remember and be respectful of is that service dogs are not pets. And that does not diminish in any way, shape, or form the importance of a pet. But a service dog is a life-altering and often life-saving assistant for a disabled person. And if that person trained their service dog themselves, the bond that is formed between that person and that dog can be closer than the bond between a husband and a wife. Many a time my second wife accused me of loving my dog more than her. Turns out she was right, because she was a fucking psycho hose beast from hell. But
You know, then I met Nevermore, and Nevermore never, ever was jealous of the dog because she understood that the bond was different. Hell, we thought we weren't going to be able to date. Yeah. And at the time, she's, I don't know if you can hear her, but she said, hell, we thought we weren't going to be able to date. My second wife, he hated women. He didn't want any women around me because she was such a bitch. And he literally would do things like shove her off the bed. It was hilarious. But she was patient and she won him over and they became best friends too. So, you know, Skeeter was, he may have had four legs and fur, but that motherfucker was his own person. And he really was. I mean, anybody who met him knew that he was a person. He was absolutely he was a force of nature.
Yep.
Oink, you can attest, Bo.
Oh, yeah.
How many times did that dog try to get in your lap, even though he really couldn't? He was like, that's people, you know?
Yep, that was one of my favorite pictures.
Jesus Christ. Those two, I thought, honestly, if Six had opened his truck door and said, come on, Skeeter, let's go, Skeeter would have looked twice before saying, nah, I need to stay with my dad. Yep. Six and Skeeter were, I mean, those were buddies.
Yeah,
it was crazy, and it wasn't because I was abusing Skeeter. It was that Skeeter loves he loved his people, and Six was absolutely at the top of the list of who Skeeter's people were. So I want to leave you with this. Your service dog is going to live a shorter life than you are. I feel like I owe it to his life of service, because he literally served me for his entire life. I owe him the legacy of finding a way to heal and move forward. He didn't give me 13 years for me to say, fuck this and check out. I owe it to him to keep moving forward. He enabled me to grow. I owe it to him to keep going.
Motherfucking right, bro.
Thanks, brother.
Absolutely. With that, let's move on to Oink.
Well, I think everyone wants
to know if we can all get a padded room together. Only if there's booze.
Oh, yeah.
Well, we
yeah.
have to talk with War Dog. He's the fucking president. Come on now. Hook us up.
Oh, yeah. War Dog is the president of Psychwar Gang.
Psychwar Gang. Too, I'm Air Force. It's, so it's we can't be doing the fucking, you know, dying in shit.
Psychwar Gang padded. Go ahead.
We'll comp you and accommodate you.
I was just going to say, Psychwar Gang padded. Padded Center, brought to you by Sergeant War Dog and DB Radio.
Scrappy coats for free.
Oh, shit. We'll get backpacks for life.
Got to promote the good beds, War Dog.
we'll get backpacks for life to supply us with some grippy socks. And the good meds. The good meds.
And the good meds.
Oh. And you have as many grippy socks as you want.
We're going to be going through a few.
I love you some gripping socks, man.
Right. All right. Like.
Oh, shit. I think it goes without saying, JJ, you know, Skeeter touched more than just your life. He touched everybody in the service dog community that's ever been a part of the PTS dog page. So we all feel it. We really do. And if you're feeling sad, blue, whatever, and you need to talk to somebody, head over to objectivezero.org via your tablet, your phone, even your desktop now. Head over there, and there's people willing to talk to you about anything, whether you're sad about losing your service animal or if you're just happy and want to brag about, you know, finding a new one. I mean, it's there for you, and it's a resource you should have on your phone or, you know, for your buddies that may be struggling as well. So head over to objectivezero.org, check them out, and it's chock full of resources for you at any time.
Absolutely. And don't forget, today through July 12th at dvradio.net, click on the DV Radio store and get 20% off your entire order. Take advantage of those promos, please. We beg you. You will be helping DV Radio, PTS Dog, Sergeant War Dog, Batsy Ross, DV Farm, Change and Chain, DV Against DV, Your Life Matters, all that good stuff. So yeah, dvradio.net, click on DV Radio store and redeem your 20% off your entire order. We do appreciate
But one last thing. Is our Fed here?
Yes.
Hey, fuck you, Alphabet bitch.
Why don't you do your job and go look into some fucking, you know, asshole, the third that this, you know, stolen valor shit.
Why don't you do your job and go look into what the fuck's going on in the White House, you cunt?
Right?
You heard it here. Jimmy, time to... All right,
I'm not feeling suicidal, by the way.
We love,
and I may or may not have information that could convict Hillary Clinton.
Jesus, we love each and every last one of you. Thank you for your continued support, your listen.
Except the Fed, fuck that bitch.
You're listening to our podcast and all that good stuff. Don't forget Affinity Protocol every other Tuesday at 20:30, 8:30 Eastern, right here on DVRadio.net for Mr. JJ, Sergeant Wardog, and like, I'm Boner Wood. You just heard Barracks Talk right here on WDVR, DVRadio.net. Until next week, Fluxicles.
Bye-bye.
Hit us up on Facebook and Twitter.
That's all, folks.
Goodbye, motherfucker!
Radio.